Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It's Tuesday, November the 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Well, friends, let's dive straight into consecration today on this Taco Tuesday, Veterans Day. At that, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, our text today, our title today, our entry is entitled, we're in John's Gospel. We're going to be in the fourth chapter, Jesus and the Basket of Deplorables. Our verses are chapter 4 of John, verses 4 through 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. And he had to pass through Samaria. So he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. And he had to pass through Samaria. Did he have to go through Samaria? Of course not. What Jew had to go through Samaria? Samaria was a defiled land. When Israel fell to the Assyrians, all of the inhabitants of the land were taken into exile. Years later, the Assyrians exported their own people back to Samaria. For Jews, Samaritans were the ultimate basket of deplorables. They worshipped all sorts of gods and did their best to make life miserable for the Jews. Suffice it to say, the term Good Samaritan was for them the ultimate oxymoron. So why did Jesus have to go through Samaria? Because that's what God does. In the eyes of God, there are no deplorables, only wayward sons and daughters. I think Jesus had to go to Samaria because of a divine appointment with an outcast woman in an exiled land. The disciples peeled off for lunch, leaving Jesus alone. When along came his lunch appointment, a woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." The stage was set. Jacob's well, high noon, a Samaritan woman and the Son of God, and they were about to engage in a conversation we are still talking about. Here was Jesus in a place where no one could have predicted, with a person no one would have expected, entering into a conversation no one could have ever imagined. That is what God is like. And I'm pretty sure it's what he wants us to be like. And so we pray, Abba Father, thank you for your Son Jesus, who crushes our categories of who is in and who is out and where should and should not be. Come, Holy Spirit, and so fill us with the love of God that such prejudgments can no longer remain in us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Journal prompts today. Where do you think the Samaritans are in today's world? Do we think that by connecting with and conversing with certain kinds of people that it will be read as our affirmation of them and their activities? So what if that happened? Why do we disassociate with people we consider to be deplorable? What does this say about our understanding of God? There is so much that I would like to say about John chapter 4 and the story of the woman at the well. My gosh, there's so much that I'd like to say about it. And I don't have time. It's Tuesday. We got stuff to do today. We still got to sing. Dad's going to be with us and helping us to worship the Lord in song in a minute. I think the thing I want to maybe say is the thing I'd really like to talk about is how I, this for me, has become a fasting story. Jesus, you know, the text told us, he peeled off from his disciples. And you know where they went? Lunch. Those guys were hitting the falafel buffet in the next town over. And Jesus, he had a meeting with a woman that would turn out to be one of the most consequential conversations in the history of the world. Yes. And it was because he was attuned to his Father. And the Spirit of God was, there was this divine connection always between Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, and his Father. And it was this dynamic conversation. We call it, John will call it later, abiding. It was happening all the time, all day long. And this, my friends, is what fasting is about. It's about carrying hunger in such a way that you can live attuned with God beyond your appetites. Okay, that's saying a lot. There's a lot to say here. I can't say much about it. But the human body is the temple of God. The body is we are made quite fearfully and wonderfully. We're made to live in this dynamic attunement, abiding with the God of the universe, to the inmost being, right? Regenerated by the Holy Spirit, is ready to interface always with God. Now, food is a good thing, but we weren't made to live to eat, okay? Food numbs the senses. It dulls the alacrity, if that's the right word, of the body. Food, we were made to eat to live. Anyway, there's a lot. I'm breaking into it, but I got to stop. We got to sing. We're going to have tacos, for crying out loud. After all this talking about fasting, we got tacos in the offing today. And tacos are good. But like, I'm probably just going to eat one, maybe two tops. And I'm stopping. Listen, let's sing. Dad's with me. All right, Sower Nation. It is time to sing. And we've chosen one of the favorite hymns of so many of you today. Tell them what it is, Dad.
Come, Thy Fount of Every Blessing.
What's the number?
37.
Hymn number 37.
In your red hymn book.
What's it called?
Our Great Redeemer's Praise.
Our Great Redeemer's Praise. And if you haven't got one, you need to get one. You can get red or blue.
I'd say get red.
Dad voted for red. Well, all right. So we're now in our final gospel, John. We're up through the fourth chapter today. That's the story of Jesus and the woman at the well, at Jacob's well. And that was a fount of blessing. He said, if you had asked me, I would have given you living water. And she said, well, please, may I have some living water? That's what
Amen.
We need today.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so we're going to sing all three verses. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither shall thy help uncome. And I hope by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He has rescued me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Last verse.
Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Praise and wonder, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it to thy courts above.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Well, you know, that I love that second verse. Here I raise my Ebenezer. That's in the old days was a stone that they would reach a point, they'd come through a hard season, and they'd just stand up a stone, and they would call it an Ebenezer. And what it means is the Lord has helped me thus far.
I didn't know that.
The Lord has helped me thus far.
Amen.
And we could do that today, shouldn't we?
We sure could.
We could do it today.
We could go out in every field and say it.
Here I raise my Ebenezer. I wonder if there are those of you, well, I know there are, that today, this Tuesday, just might be a day. Even in the midst of difficulty and struggle and hardship, sometimes that's the best thing to do, is just raise an Ebenezer and say, he's gotten us thus far.
Yeah,
he's not failed us yet. Even though we feel like we might fail this time, you just got to remember and you got to sing. Here I raise my
Ebenezer.
Hither by thy help I'm come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to
arrive at home.
Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. That's a great hymn. Well, everybody, we got good happening in our days today. Hopefully, we'll find some tacos on this Taco Tuesday. Maybe we can go over to the Mexican restaurant and save everybody's mom from having to cook them for us.
Right.
But whatever the case, let's go out and do our best today. Let's just go out Let's just have our mission today to help other people get where they're going.
Amen.
To tell them you're going to make it and it's going to be worth it. And just to remember, I just remember that woman by the well, she was at her lowest point and she wound up becoming one of the greatest followers of Jesus, one of his greatest witnesses in the history of the world.
Amen.
She met him right there that day. And she was given the designation equal to the apostles.
Mm.
Very few people have gotten that
no.
history. So just remember, you may feel like you're breaking down. Jesus says he's breaking in and you're breaking through. All right.
Amen.
Let's take that out there today with us for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
And we will see you on the field.